Moving over to the r/LearnMachineLearning subreddit, one standout post highlights an ambitious engineering feat. A developer trained 3 language models from scratch, ranging in size from 353 to 672 million parameters, and successfully served them on Hugging Face Space for roughly $750. The creator followed Andre Karpathy's NanoChat blueprint, writing the code entirely in raw PyTorch with mentorship from Claude. Version 1 used a standard modern architecture with SWIGLU, multi-head attention, and rotary position embeddings. Version 2 incorporated advanced modern techniques like group query attention, muon optimizers, and differential attention, while testing MHC before dropping it due to throughput constraints. For each architecture, the creator trained base, supervised fine-tuned, and group relative policy optimization checkpoints. Community commenters praised the impressive project, while a notable discussion emerged around the GRPO results. One user pointed out that the GRPO experiment serves as a textbook example of why aggregate evaluation scores can be dangerously misleading, explaining that while the model achieved the specific arithmetic behavior they wanted, its general capabilities actually regressed in several other areas. Also in r/LearnMachineLearning, a computer science undergraduate asked for resources to dive deep into graph neural networks, or GNNs, for a project. The community offered rigorous technical advice rather than just pointing to quick library imports. One top commenter strongly advised mastering equivariance and invariance within neural networks, their connection to group action theory, and how those principles apply to graphs before looking at architectures. Another user recommended a specific research paper featuring exceptional mathematical diagrams and explanations, noting that the visual complexity of GNNs makes solid mathematical groundings essential. Hardware advice was also a hot topic, with a future computer science student asking if an M5 MacBook Pro with 24 gigabytes of RAM and a 1 terabyte SSD is sufficient for an AI bachelor's degree. The overwhelming consensus from experienced practitioners and industry professionals was clear. Most heavy machine learning workloads happen in the cloud or on university clusters, not on local laptops. Contributors noted that while local large language models are fun toys, they are largely impractical for actual coursework, and students are far better off learning how to navigate cloud resources and APIs, as those infrastructure skills are directly applicable to professional environments. In another transition-focused post, an applied mathematics PhD with a specialization in McKean-Vlasov stochastic differential equations sought project ideas to break into machine learning engineering and applied science roles. The community enthusiastically connected their advanced mathematical background to modern generative AI, strongly recommending that they study diffusion models and flow matching, since stochastic differential equations map naturally onto score-based generative modeling and samplers. Users suggested using Sapphire 10 as a lightweight playground to test ideas, samplers, and step distillation without needing massive compute resources. Rounding out the learning subreddit, a developer showcased Forge, a custom deep learning framework written entirely from scratch in C++ without any PyTorch or TensorFlow under the hood. Utilizing Eigen for math backends, custom AVX2 SIMD kernels, and OpenBlossBack GMM, the framework features its own tensor engine, autodiff system, memory allocator, dense layers, various optimizers, and self-attention mechanisms capable of running GPT-2 small. The post sparked a fascinating technical debate, including a detailed proposal from a community member challenging the creator to validate their from-scratch GPT-2 implementation not just on token outputs, but on internal activation level agreement across layer 5 MLP neurons to ensure strict fidelity against Hugging Face weights. Transitioning to the r/MLQuestions subreddit, a rising college sophomore in an ML lab asked for advice on presenting complex results and plots to superiors without getting lost in the details. Experienced researchers chimed in, advising them to always start with the high-level conclusion of a plot before breaking down the axes and data points methodically, noting that structured practice with peers from diverse backgrounds is the best way to master scientific communication. Finally, Multiple Threads announced the launch of r/PostTrain, a brand new community dedicated entirely to AI post-training, supervised fine-tuning, reinforcement learning from human feedback, direct preference optimization, preference data, and evaluation methodologies.